It's like after the show.
You're going to strip her naked and take it.
She can't now. She has big breasts.
Some people crawl till daybreak. Some people somersault 7 times and die. You can't choose.
Shame. Shame.
That's what we need to be doing to married men.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Look Really Simple Podcast. My name is Valerie.
I'm Tika.
And we have a very, very, very insane, I know she was expecting special. We have a very insane guest on the podcast today. I'm very excited. Please join us to welcome. Wait, I was going to say everything that I know that you do, but then I feel like you'd have a better way. You have a better way to describe it.
So we just know she's very talented, multidisciplinary.
So, round of applause for Debbie Romeo. Whoa.
Gang, what's good?
Hi, girls. Hi. I'm so happy to be here today.
She's activating.
Oh my God, can I just say that random buzz? You invited me to something like a few years ago to come and talk and... Something about voting.
Yeah.
I can't lie. It was from going to that thing that made me vote. Because you remember we had a conversation that day. You asked me if I had voted before and I said no.
Mm-hmm.
I voted last year. Even though they asked to bring truck for us to come and vote free and fair election.
Yeah.
But you did the thing. That is one positive thing that you've taught me that you might not know.
Can you hear that, so ladies and gentlemen?
A woman
when
making
you see me outside, just respect me.
A woman
put some
making respect. Impact.
Put some a crazy respect. Woman put some making impact.
I love yeah, it.
I love it.
That's me.
I love it. Mine is very different. Do you know how I became friends with Deb?
No.
She said she liked my bum.
I think she told me that too.
Butts are nice.
Butts are nice.
Butts are really nice.
Yeah. Connoisseur.
Nice one.
A bum
nice
oh
one.
My God.
Butts are nice. They're very lovely.
Mm-hmm.
You lucky women.
You look so...
Well, I'm confused.
We lucky women. Also, I'm just gauging this shirt too. It's like after this show.
You're going to strip her naked and take it.
She can't now. She has big breasts. Big breasts.
That's just a little inside saying.
You see why I said
yeah. Okay, I'm going to behave now.
Yeah,
I hope
right.
You do.
I'm so, going to.
How have you been, Debbie?
I'm well. Whenever people ask me this question this year, I'm always telling them that. I guess maybe because nobody claimed the year. You know, at the start of the year, people, this is my year.
Yeah.
As nobody claimed the year this year, it don't reach me. Yeah. I don't finally get small year.
I love that.
So, shout out to everybody that did not claim 2024.
We bless
thanks
God
for leaving small for me.
Yes, more. Yeah, I love
my,
it.
My rest.
I love that.
Oh my God, the past few years have just been so chaotic. Mm-hmm. You know when this is happening,
mm-hmm.
but that is also happening. So mm-hmm. you can't say it's bad, but you can't say it was good.
Yeah,
so just like
it's just there,
it's hard to decide whether it's 5-5 and the balance of good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Is
yeah.
But this year so far it's been good. I'm very, very, very busy, mm-hmm. much busier than before. But at the same time, I still have time for my family and my friends
mm-hmm.
and to rest. So
I love
thank
that
God.
Balance, baby.
I
and it will
you.
Continue to be good for you.
Amen.
Amen.
From
Amen.
My lips to God's ears.
Amen.
I love that. Not everybody's dying in 2024 because
I mean, not yeah. It's great to hear.
I mean,
it.
It's
I'm
sucking
not
my blood,
my life,
but you
right.
know. I think because I'm just used to walking.
Fair.
I'm used to it, so it doesn't feel odd. It actually feels more now like I can see what I'm working for. Let me put it that way. Yeah.
That's nice.
You know, there's a lot of times when you're like putting in a lot of effort. You're working, you're thinking, brain work, physical work, everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then you now after the whole year has ended, you're like,
so what did I do?
Okay,
what?
Now how? What am I going to point to? Like, where's mm-hmm. the tangible
yeah,
value?
Evidence of
so even
I
though there are the times, like obviously we've talked about voting and she's going to vote.
Yeah.
So there's that impact in people's lives directly with the work. But then I also want to be able to see it in my pocket.
Yeah, 100%. Ah, no, before.
Ooh,
how many things can impact buy for you? Never
oh,
know.
Oh my God. I can't go and explain
the
to them that.
Exchange rate. How will you exchange when you get to the airport to buy tickets?
I
may not have dollars, but I
have
impact.
Impact.
I do have impact.
800 impact
oh
monies.
My God. But fair, Sha. Like, you don't have this table, but you have impact. That's too funny. But I feel like, at the end of the day, impact still sort of matters because, like,
Oh, it matters.
Like it can definitely get you into rooms and keep you in certain rooms.
Mm. Yeah, so true.
I guess that's also a good route to go. Well, I beg, we want to be counting money this year.
If you're going cash. As we count impact, maybe they count money.
Listen, join. In a big way, because dollar is dollar is dropping.
Is it dropping or did it drop to somewhere?
I thought it was. Last time I heard,
it's still double what it was before.
They ask how much dollar Bisha.
It's still double what it was before, so that's not really a drop.
Last.
If it went up by 200% and it came down by 100%, it's still not down. It's still not
that much of a drop. Fair. But Sharp is at 1.7 now. We're seeing 2.5 for pounds.
Yeah, we were at 2K.
That was actually so crazy. But anyway.
I wanted to cry blood at that.
London girl, I'm a London.
There was one bill. There was one, you know when you're just saying, you know what, I'm not even going to deal with this. The pounds that I have are the pounds that I have. The naira that I have is the naira that I have. There was one transaction that I needed to do. I needed to change naira to pounds. Yeah. Oh. When they told me how much it was in naira, I said, everybody forget about it. I said, we are going to wait.
Anything that concerns using naira forex. To buy forex. Anything that concerns using naira to buy forex. Better count yourself out if you can. Count yourself out in a big way. Unless someone is sending you money.
Then it kind of makes sense.
Now you've arrived.
But shout out to everybody in abroad. Please send me money.
Send us money.
Thanks.
Send us cool cash.
Well, anyway, on today's episode, we're going to talk about a certain pandemic.
Hey.
Ha, ha, ha. Hack, hack, hack.
Oh, my God. Look at you guys with your pants.
Hack, hack.
Oh, it's cute.
Twin.
Where have you been? Nobody knows me like you do. Nobody gon' love me quite like you. Can't even deny it.
Gonna come you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Thank you from the local municipal choir featuring Debbie Romeo.
You're welcome.
But yeah, we're going to talk about this pandemic that is married men.
It's a real panoramic.
She said pandemic. I was waiting.
Yeah, that's actually the topic.
Married men.
Yeah, that's the topic. Wow. The pandemic of married men. That's actually the title of the podcast. Yeah.
The POMM.
POMM.
Yes. Her.
I love it. It kind of has a ring to it.
Yes.
So on today's episode, we're talking about POMM.
I love it.
So where do we even begin? Should we do...
we're going to define a married man.
Pandemic. At this point.
At this point, there should be a definition for married man because...
Okay, so my first thing is, where do I even begin?
Should we start? Have we had any encounters with married men that are trying to move to you? I think that's what we should start.
Why would you
with.
Ask if you have any?
I have several.
Exactly my point.
The married
who
men
has
tried
not
to
had
move
encounters
to
with married men?
That is a very
I feel like
question.
Mine was a very funny experience there. I feel like mine was a funny
experience. Oh my God, I have one great, I have a great story.
Tell us.
But I need you to do yours first.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's a kink. I don't know if it's a
kink. You have a married man kink.
No, I don't.
Because I'll chase you off this podcast.
No, that's not the kink. Mm-hmm. The kink, yeah, is proving men wrong.
Okay.
Yeah?
Like, I can relate to that.
Like, kink. I feel very sexy.
Look, you relate to the
I feel very sexy once I can prove a man wrong. Mm-hmm. Right? Cool. So I was in W Bar, and you know, I was feeling
the
myself.
The home of married
yeah,
men.
Yeah, the listen, home of married men.
That's
actually,
their hub. Keep
that's
going.
Their hub, yeah. So I was in W Bar, chilling, you know, So one guy walks past me, yeah, and I was like, oh, he's fine. Because honestly, he was, right? And as he's like come around, I've just noticed the ring on his finger. So I'm like, okay, like you are fine. Okay, that's bye-bye. Attraction is gone. So, you know. Dancing the night away.
Jesus, you know.
I was like, wait, what's going on?
That was the move.
Dancing the night away. Mm-hmm. Comes up to me like, wow, you're beautiful. Duh. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I want to get to know you. I said, no. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a man. I didn't have, yeah. Was it? I don't know. I can't remember. I had a man. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. Yeah. Not anymore, but at that time.
Gabba.
So I was like, oh, I have a man. And he was like, your man doesn't allow you to have friends. I said,
whoa,
no. So he was like, no, but you know, I can be an asset to your life. I want to take care of you. Christ. I said, do I look wretched?
Destitute? Yeah,
you
look beautiful. Do I look destitute?
And you look beautiful. He said, yeah, I know. That's why you're here. He was like, why? I said, I cannot allow you to progress any further because you are married. Hold on. What kind of accusation is that?
Accusation.
Marriage, no accusation.
I said, did he call it an accusation?
Yeah. He said, how can you accuse me of such? It was like, looked at him and I said, you've killed somebody. Akpayoni. He said, no, how can you accuse me of such? I said, sir, I'm not like, it's not, we're going back and forth in the middle of
WBO. It's not an accusation. Are you married or are you not?
I was like, are you married? He said, of course I'm not married. He's like, what? Is it this ring you are saying is my wedding ring? I said, yes,
literally on
this actual.
You're wearing a gold band on your
finger. He was like, "This is not my wedding ring. This is my."
I could argue, this is not my wedding ring.
Yeah, I mean, no, that's a fair argument. He said, "This is not my wedding ring. This is my class ring."
What's a class?
Class as a university. Oh, you know right. You have those.
Is that what he actually meant?
Yeah, he said, "This is my class ring." And
that's where he can wear it.
And I was like, "What university?" And then I think he said it was either MIT or UCLA. And I said, what year? And then he now told me.
Your class ring.
I said, what year? He said, told me the year. First of all, I think it was like 1960 something. I was like, damn. Whoa. Wait a minute. So he was like.
When was university?
Yeah. Yeah. So that would be his graduating class. So maybe it was like 1969, he'll be like 60 something now. But it was
Jesus
fine.
Christ.
So anyway, I was like,
I'm sorry.
Wait for the kick. I said, so this is your class ring. He said, yes. So he said, I'm coming. So as he said, I'm coming, I've gone on and I've searched UCLA 19, blah, 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 class ring. And it has brought out the class ring. I said, so what did you get this ring for? So you know, class rings.
They usually have emblems, no?
They have they have emblems. Number two, it's if you play football or a varsity sport. I am a varsity netball player. I know what a class ring. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, don't play on my turf. Mm-hmm. Don't play my game to me. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna win. So I said, what sport did you play? He said, what do you mean, what sport did I play? I said, for your class ring. He said, oh. I said, you've forgotten the sport. He was like, oh no, I played football and I played basketball, and that's how.
Get out of my presence.
You played two of the most like competitive physically challenging games at the same time. He's like, yeah, you know, honestly, I'm strong. That's why I'm trying to.
Man, I'm not there, but I'm tired.
We went back and
she's
forth.
She's a very nice lady.
And I literally just showed him. I showed her him like this. This is what a real class ring looks like. So not only are you lying to me, you're lying to your wife. I hope your wife doesn't mind that she'll hear that you're denying her outside. And then he just looked and then he scurried away. And I was like, no bars.
Her kink is the kink.
I was proving him wrong.
You have time.
I do, honestly. Me. When I'm outside,
I'm not a patient person.
Eh? No, I really like letting people.
A stranger, a married stranger that is. Are you okay? I think married men are very annoying. I think they are like flies.
Yeah, irritating.
Like, whenever they try to talk to me, I just feel like,
or mosquito.
Because honestly, like, you literally cannot offer me anything. Like,
I told you, offer you gold, diamond. I told you I had a great story.
Tell me your story, please. Tell me.
I'm not going to mention a name.
Okay.
I could have just mentioned a random name, but I know that I'm going to make a mistake and mention the actual name.
Okay, don't worry.
So that's why
we're
going to
call
him
Mr. Mary.
We're going to call him the dude.
Okay.
The dude.
A fellow. Mm-hmm. I went to, this was like maybe 10 years ago. I went to Delta State for an event and I finished performing and left because I was traveling first thing the following morning back to Lagos because I had to go back to work. So now when I'm in my hotel room, my friend who was the one that organized the thing who took me there, he calls me and he's like, oh, he had to give my number to someone. I was like, what do you mean had to? He's like,
that's already a first very annoying situation.
He said he had to give my number to someone. He said, you have to understand, when I say I had to, I actually had to.
Like, there was a gun to his head?
Because threats were made. I was like,
okay.
I just laughed
first
about
of all,
it.
I don't want
you did your bum bum. It's only to threaten.
It's actually a ghost. I was like, that sounded stupid to me. I was tired. I was already in bed, freed it. Mm-hmm. Came back to Lagos. As soon as I got to Lagos, my phone was ringing. A number I don't know. Picked up my phone. This dude is calling me, introduced himself. He's a big man. This and that and that. Mm. I said, oh, that's nice. What do you want?
How may I help you?
What do you want? What He's like, oh, he wants to be my friend. I said, you know what? I just landed. I'm trying to go home. I'm a little bit tired. Can we have this conversation another time? Boom, I go to my yard, sleep, wake up in the morning. This dude is calling me in the morning. I'm going to work. Ignore. Get to the office, call again, ignore. Because now I know who it is.
Early risers as
obviously,
well.
Obviously, they are fucking early risers because they always got to go help their wives with the kids.
Yeah, is that what they're doing?
He's called me twice before noon. Mm-hmm. Ignored. By then, I'm working in an oil company. So I'm admin. I'm administering at the office. This man was calling my phone. Ignored. I'm going to try to fast forward the story. In the next two weeks after that, he called me morning to night. He sent me messages. He called me with different phone numbers when I wouldn't answer. He showed up to my office one day. I didn't tell him where I worked. I closed from work. I walked outside. I was walking down the road. A black SUV with all tinted windows and whatever is driving beside me. And the driver is honing. In my head, I'm like, what the hell is going on? Mm-hmm. Ignore.
Yeah, I want you. Am I?
They followed me. They followed me until I had to be like, hey, what is going on? And this was on Karimu Cotton. That's where our office was back then. Then the guy's like, I'm the one that told him. I was like, why are you at my office? Like, how did you know where I worked? He was like, that my friend who he got my number from is one that told him.
Okay, so that person is not your friend.
You need to start beating him up, bro. I think I know who you're talking about because I've had a similar experience.
That person is not your friend.
You guys, I was like, okay, but this, what you're doing now is scary. Can you call me later? I'm going home. At this point, the way drivers sit outside the office, all of them are like waiting. Auntie, everything okay? I'm like, I don't want to be embarrassed here.
You still, you're better than me. And I said, mobilize now.
Honestly,
the thing I hate the most in life is drama around me. Hates. I would open the ground and dive in. So guess what? I go home that evening. He calls me. He's like, why am I playing hard to get? He's helped so many people in this industry. I don't even know the influence that he has. Yada, yada, yada. He's not in Lagos all the time. He just comes and goes. And he's been calling me nonstop because he wants to see me before he goes back. And I'm here proving stubborn.
Can you go and face your family? Is that okay?
At this point, I've had it up to here. Because I'm like, this is next level harassment. It's 2 weeks. 2 weeks of harassment. I was just like, then as he was talking, he just said that all this one that I'm doing, every woman has a price. As he said that sentence, I flipped. I said, very good. Very lovely. I love what you said. I said, do you know what I have to say to you now? He said, what? Because at this point, I was not saying anything before. I was just like, I'm not interested. Leave me alone type of bee. As he said that, I said, do you know what I have to say to you? I said, you're a rich guy, aren't you? You said you're very wealthy, you're influential, this and that. He said, yes. He said, yes, I'm trying to toast you. You're doing anyhow. He said, the place where you're living, I know you're living in Ikoyi already, but I have a space in Parkview. I can give you a space in Parkview. I can sell my wife's car. I can give you my wife's car and tell her that I sold it. When he said that, he said he will give me his wife's car and tell her that he sold it.
At some point, we have to gather married men and start flogging them.
Oh, my God. Listen, when he said that, then I was like, you know what? You know what's going to happen? He said, what's going to happen? I said, another man with more money is going to go and meet your wife and say these things to her. And you know, like you said, every woman has a price. So it's only a matter of time before she leaves you. He hung up on me. Boom. Never called me back to this day.
Mwah.
I mean, like, fair. You know, when you're talking about your story, I just remembered some married guy trying to move to me. This one, he just wanted to have sex with me.
And that's all they want.
Obviously, that's all they want. But then this one, he did not hide the conjure that I was doing.
Did not hide it.
One day, how do I explain this story so that it doesn't seem like I was willingly seeing him intentionally? So, like,
Give a disclaimer.
I saw him by accident.
Yeah, I saw him unintentionally.
No. It wasn't by accident. But like, I actually want to say it to you guys, but like, actually quite, like, I don't think I can say it on the podcast. But like, there was just something that made me see him often.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Just as I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So, one of the times where I had gone to go and link him to pick up, this guy now said, and funny enough, we used to always link like on roads. So, it's in that short interaction that he would just shoot his shots. That's how the next thing. One day, this guy told me that
Street Fighter.
His wife doesn't get wet anymore.
Sorry. Why do I need to know that? Jail.
This was like I think when this thing happened, I was probably like 22 or 23, and I'm just like, I'm sorry to hear that, but like,
she said, I'm sorry to hear that.
Like, it's so like, why are you embarrassing your wife? Like. Oh, come to find out that years later, even as recent as, was it this year or last year, I found out that his daughter follows me on Instagram.
Jesus H. Christ.
Like, I was just going, yeah. I was like, I don't know if your mama do anything.
I had to use his middle name too.
Like, I just saw that his daughter follows me on, because I noticed that this handle just came and liked my pictures and followed me. And then the person just was consistently liking. So I'm just like, I don't follow your papa. I don't even care.
If you want to be a monitoring spirit, that's cute. And it's not like I have anything to hide.
Do you understand?
Or like, anything to be worried about. Get out of my sight.
I just felt like that was one of the craziest.
You see me doing rubbish every day. That's
interactions ever. Also, how can you say that to your wife? So what do you say about me?
What do you mean? Did somebody not just announce last week that his girlfriend's sex is whack? These are voluntary things that men do that can never be explained.
I'm not, so I feel like I need to say that I'm a staunch Christian.
What does that mean?
I'm a staunch Christian. I believe in Christ. I believe in the gospel.
Okay.
Okay.
But you know, in the days of old, of our forefathers, where they did believe in the traditional spirits of the land, they were onto something when they were doing magun.
They were onto something hot
with that one.
What would your magun consequence be?
Ooh. Oh, you can choose.
I think you can. Some people crow till daybreak, some people somersault 7 times and die. You can choose. Some the private parts will lodge together permanently.
No, that's the one I want. Like, but it has to be.
I want to, yeah. Except I come there. They cannot separate.
You're not coming with your eyes like this. That Hollywood sound now come.
Like, unless I get there to separate them, they should not be able to separate. Yes.
That's
if I'm not in town, let them be like that till I travel back.
And me, I extend my trips on a whim.
Yeah, I do usually do that. I do usually add 3 to 4 days to my trips.
So they'll just be there inside each other.
Yes.
Yeah, it should be that's where you wanted to be.
Is that not where they wanted to be? Together, in unity. As one.
But together, under the weather.
No, I'm not joking. Like, our forefathers, they did their big one with
Magu. They did their big one.
No, I swear, I was saying it recently as well. I was like, whoever came up with Magu, they ate as fuck.
Yeah.
So like, why don't people mug each other anymore?
Because it's Christianity.
You know, they say it's diabolical.
Yeah, it's diabolical.
Okay, that's fair.
The white man has come and he has just... Anyway, let's not even get into that. But what I'll say is... Like, so you said yours is they should stick together?
Yes, for sure.
I don't know.
What's your own?
I don't know. That cock crowing.
As in, they'll just be doing cuckoo-roo-coo.
Till I come.
Nah, that's they are annoying. Going to be disturbing the neighbors.
That's annoying. That's, I feel like... I feel like... Do you know why that coming together?
They can be in the room still waiting for you.
No, yeah, but they're usually in pain.
Yeah, it's not a comfortable, it's not a sweet experience anymore. Do you understand? And I feel like there needs to be an element of shame into it. I feel like killing them off is a bit dramatic.
That's way too far.
I feel like that's a bit dramatic. But I feel like there's an element of shame that needs to be in there. Because the main issue is that in this society, we are throwing shame at the wrong people. Amen. You know, in Game of Thrones, where they dragged her through the tree and said, shame, shame. That's what we need to be doing to married men.
We need to bring it back.
So, like, Mary, if they're stuck together, yeah, if they're looking for
shame court, somebody
has to come and help them, and everybody knows the reason why you're in this position. Listen, you cannot lie, you cannot scam your way out of
shame court. We're gonna have, like, you know the way they do village meeting,
you now stand in the middle of the town square,
crier everybody... will stand with the bell and the gong.
You guys are a tough crowd.
Shame square. Well, like, we'll bring them and announce them. This is Mr. Kinikon.
I don't think I should say this on the podcast, actually.
Let me tell you what.
Say it, and if we should remove it, we put a note on it.
They won't remove it, these people. Don't not remove it. Let me just free it. Oh. But what I'll say is, like, I don't even know.
I can tell you why it continues, though.
Why?
It's because we allow it.
Yeah, 100%.
We're married men.
Yeah.
Hitting on babes.
Yeah.
I feel like no.
It's not just that. It's two levels.
Let me come from this angle.
Let me say it in two ways. I'm not saying that we allow them hit on us. I'm saying that they get what they want through that process.
Yeah.
What they want is to sleep with multiple people. Mm-hmm. And they, in fact, successfully sleep with multiple people. Mm-hmm. So that's the one level. Mm-hmm. The second level is now the fact that the people that they're married to don't give a shit. They're going to sit down there and collect the cheating and tell you that they're there because they want to build a family, and the family unit
is greater.
Those are the two things. No, there are no consequences for doing it. If there are no consequences, it's going to continue forever.
So here's the devil's advocate thing I wanted to say. I was looking at this clip on TikTok, mm-hmm. and they're interviewing this babe, and they asked her, if you had 5 minutes to go through your man's phone, what's the first app that you open? Mm-hmm. And she said, fuck all the text messages, fuck all the Instagram, fuck all that shit. She's going to go straight to his Cash App or his bank app. Mm-hmm. And he's going to check if he's sending bitches money.
100%.
That a dick will not keep a woman, but money sure as hell.
100%. For hell, for real.
You get, so as long as there's always that market of and that room for transactional sex to occur.
That's it.
Even married men, transactional, even when the sex is free of charge. It's still gonna happen.
I feel like if we're localizing people it, people are to just Nigeria,
fucking. They're fucking. Falling in love with married men.
Frolicking with married men for free.
Oh. Eh?
Look at you.
Where?
Look at you.
Where?
Again, look at you.
I've never heard that one.
People are living.
Okay, so my question always is like, why?
Reckless.
Like, what is your why? Because at the end of the day, right? If you don't want to be in a relationship ever in your life, okay. But then, like, what do you actually even gain from being with a married man? I feel like eventually is like a waste of time. It's like, what are you doing there?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Not everything is about, like, a goal.
That's why I said, what is
people
your why?
People do things for vibes.
That's why I said, what is your why?
What kind of stupid vibe is that?
People are just living a regular... Let me tell you what I came to terms with that made me just be like, yeah, to each his own. There's no amount of talking you can do to fix it. There's no amount of reasoning that you could do to fix it. So at the end of the day, when a person's brain is wired a certain way, the why would not make sense to you and I.
Fair.
But the why exists.
Yeah, you're right.
You literally, and there's nothing we can do about it.
You literally just actually hit the nail. Because like sometimes, like it's not like I always try to like discourage my friends from like getting involved with a man that is married. Because like, it's just like... I think it's the most unnecessary thing ever. Mm.
There's so much problem that can come from it.
Ah! Also, like, another thing that, like, I know I hate it, but I also kind of find it funny. And I'm a little bit tickled when it happens, is when the wives attack the babe. Because, obviously, like, come on, it's your husband that you did vows with, blah, 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 great. But then, it's also funny because, Youssef, why is it my husband? Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what, yeah? I'm not going to lie to you, yeah? Do you know what I don't condone? When, like, a married woman finds out her husband is cheating and she only guns for the babe.
Mm-hmm. And she only guns for usually only gun for the babe.
My one own, that's what I don't condone.
Has anybody ever sent you a message before that you should stop talking to their boyfriend?
No.
Oh, I love this part.
For me, I've been combed to as a woman. What? I've been combed to. I've found out in other ways and I've been combed to.
Wow.
Let me tell you the coolest find out story ever. The coolest one ever. So I was friends with this dude. I just moved back. And two of his siblings are friends of mine. Mm-hmm. So automatically he became one of my friends. Mm-hmm. So when I say friend, I use the word loosely.
Okay. I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, for them. Because one of them, we used to work together. Mm. And the other one was someone I met, like, when I just arrived. So because of the brother, I met the sister. Because of the sister, I met the other brother. So then myself and the other brother gets to hang out more because the first person I met is married, so I don't like hanging out with married men because I don't want anybody to.
I respect.
I don't want any. Yeah. I don't want I any, anybody
it.
To yeah, think. Too. I don't want anybody to think there's something. Just shut up. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I avoid them, and then the sister. I mean, we were colleagues, so we saw ourselves at work every day.
Yeah.
We don't need to hang out much more than that. So the brother, he used to like. He'd be like, "Oh, what are you doing? Let's go hang out. Let's go to industry night. Let's go to this." So he was very like, "Oh, I like." Entertainment related stuff, but he worked in finance, right? Okay. So it's like somebody that just wants a window into our world.
Yeah.
Those are the type of hangouts we hang out. And he used to be like, I was dating then. Mm. He was single. And I used to be like, I don't understand why you're not dating. It's like, oh, I just don't have any time, blah, 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 between myself and my work and all of that. I don't really have time to date. So mm-hmm. that's why I just freed it because I know I can't give 100% now. Mm-hmm. To me, that makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. So like, nice, nice and cool, nice and vibey. December is the sister's birthday. Nice my and friend,
crazy.
Sister, who is my friend, her birthday is in December. Go to their house. So this is like we've known ourselves from like June
mm-hmm.
okay.
to December. So this is what a good 6 months.
Okay.
So sister's birthday. We all go to the house. We're all hanging out, playing with kids. You know me and children. We're almost the same height. So we do usually entertain ourselves. You know?
I'm screaming that we're the same height.
So I'm playing with the kids. There's this particular girl. She just does not want to let me go the whole night. If I run to the left, she runs to the left. If mm-hmm. I go to the right, she goes to the right. Mm-hmm. We play the whole night. So when I'm leaving, I go to my friend. I'm like, whose child is this? So if I carry somebody's child and go, she's like, oh, it's Kimmy's daughter now.
Who's Kimmy? Not you bonding with your stepchild.
That's crazy.
She was like, oh, it's
baby, going, that's crazy.
It's like, I can't give her to it. She just assumed that I knew. She was like, hey, Skinny's daughter now.
No wonder she's forming a boy. She said, mommy,
brother, as I'm like, what do you mean by that? What do you mean? She's like, oh, yeah, look at the momsie over there. Just go and
what
do you mean? Fully married, two children.
But you said you're single and you single don't have time. Single
and doesn't have time to
but
date.
But you have a marriage and a child.
Full marriage with two children. And she wasn't. Whole time, the boy is having a good time. Hanging out with her mates. Me and my mates, we're rolling.
Your mates. Wow.
Whole time. Wife,
that's insane.
Wife and two children.
Jail.
Two children. Boy jail. And girl.
That means he has been married for at least 5 years.
Jail.
I didn't say anything. You know me. I told you things like drama are not my type.
You just number have to one. Deposit
number
the child.
Number two is that we're friends.
Deposits.
Yeah. It's number two is that we're friends. If you had swindled me in some way, I would have been upset.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I would have been
yeah.
upset. If you had hoodwinked me mm-hmm. and swindled
me. Bamboozled you.
That would have been different. But now you got nothing out of all the lying. You were just being a liar for how long was that lie sustainable? So I'm guessing that he expected that at some point something was gonna happen. But then now after the light went on too long, he didn't know how to come and say it. So I didn't say anything. I just took the child.
How do you go from?
I took the child to him. I took the child to him. I said, apparently this is your offspring. Here, receive.
This is your offspring.
I'm going home.
I
went home. As I left, he's blowing up my phone. I just never spoke to him again because I'm that kind of person.
Why is he blowing up your
phone? I was like, you can kilo.
Honestly, you can. Like, because, you can kilo. Like, it was such an unnecessary lie. Like, if he never said he was single.
Yoruba man, I
fear you found out that I'm dead. If he never said he was single and then you found out
he repeatedly, like, we had a full conversation about why are you single? We should find you a nice girl to date.
There's no meanwhile, coming back from it.
Me, I was in a relationship. And like from day one after we met, I've told him I'm in a relationship. I'm in a serious relationship, even though my boyfriend, my ex, he wasn't in town. But I'm like, I'm in a full relationship. So perish the idea. From day zero.
Mm-hmm. You've already set pace.
This is why they said T-claps. Strong head.
Yes, big so breast. You could go have all the
except for big breast. Breast where?
Except have, for big breast. I have that's all.
She had breast.
Debbie, please.
I said that is one of
that
the
is that astounding. Is one of the most
bizarre.
I find that so interesting.
Bizarre.
Honestly, bizarre. I think men are very interesting.
But do you know what really does my nut in? Because when you're getting married,
whenever Tommy speaks for Nell like that, she's really strong.
She's really thought about it deeply.
No, like when you're getting married, there's no one that has held a gun to the back of your neck.
Are you sure?
To say,
I was just about to say, do you know the circumstances?
Are
you
sure? No, within? For the majority, like let's be real. Yes, there are going to be some outliers that are pressured and forced into it. But for the vast majority, and I feel the one that really rattles my brain here is, you know, you like thick babes.
Mm-hmm. You now got married the slenderest of the slend. Then your eye is now outside, disgracing your parents.
Like one thing, honestly, if God forbid I get married and my husband cheats, like everybody has lost both of us.
Because who is this babe?
I'm gonna kill him. Who is this babe? To jail. Because I feel like everybody has lost both of us. Yeah, the level of embarrassment is shocking. Are you a fucking dick? Leave me alone. Like, there has to be a point where you have to look at this babe and even just say, I feel sorry for her, how I'm lying. You don't respect anybody. You don't love. God, don't get me angry. Don't get me angry. Jesus. It's so irritating. Like, there's no respect. Like, all these men that open their wide gums to say, even though I'm fucking other babes, I still love my... You don't love her because you don't respect her. You're lying to the girl.
Honestly.
Leave her alone.
Like, honestly.
I'm sweating.
I feel like she's going through a lot. I feel like the pandemic is sideways because, like, you're just. I think if you've ever been, most people that have been cheated on, generally, especially people that are coming, like, a good amount of people, not everybody, they tend to start obsessing over these people that you cheated on them with.
Yeah,
and it does a lot of damage to
their self-esteem. This is true.
As for me, my motto is to cheat back. Woo! Like, I don't. I always say it.
And I broke a sweat.
I'm going to show you guys one TikTok when we finish. The guy said, don't worry about what goes around.
I will come around.
I'm around.
It is me. I'm going to be the one who comes around.
He said, leave all that. Leave it to God. God is busy.
God has important things to do.
Let me take this burden off the Lord. Like, one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to do my own back.
Yeah, me too. I used to do my own back.
Unless it's like, okay.
But I don't do that anymore. I just not leave. Everything. I just vanished.
But I definitely 100% cheese back.
I'll like fuck your best friend.
Oh yeah,
I'll fuck your best friend, and I'll make you to do it. If your dad is single, you're gonna call me mummy. You're gonna call me.
I am breaking into all sorts of.
You see cheating. You see cheating. Yeah. If any man that wants to cheat on me, they need to make sure that their dad is in a very happy relationship with their mom. Because if their dad is single, I will not just fuck the life out of your father.
Tell me, please.
I will marry your dad and I will make sure you're the ring bearer at the wedding.
Not the ring bearer.
I will make sure you're the ring bearer at the wedding.
Not the ring bearer.
You will give a speech about how amazing your stepmom is. I am the stepmom. That's amazing. Because honestly, people like that need to be punished so they know how stupid their act is.
Sorry, I must be a little bit of a devil's advocate and say, have you never cheated before?
No.
That's a good girl.
It's not even as a good girl. Do you know what?
That's a good girl.
Should I tell you?
Are you a good girl?
Yeah, I am.
You're not a bad girl.
No, I'm a bad girl in other ways.
Bad girl told me if stop. I push you on this chair down.
She said I'm a bad girl in other ways.
No, but honestly, cheating. I feel like cheating is a very pointless thing. Yeah.
Why?
There is a man out there that is convinced that I cheated on him, but that's also because I told him, you're not a man and you're a waste man through the whole relationship. Whoa. So he's looking for...
So why were you with a man that's not a man and it's a waste man?
I didn't know. It was an accident.
That was ladies when and I gentlemen,
was, that was when I was still...
She fell into a relationship.
No, that was honestly when I was still very young, number one, and I was a bird. But cheating,
cool. We've all done some bird shit. I'm not even gonna
but
lie.
Cheating has never everybody been on my agenda.
Everybody is supposed to do bird shit. It's good for character development.
Yeah, I did my bird shit when I was young.
It's good for character development.
Honestly, so, just don't do it when you're 40.
I just.
Oh my God, that reminds me of someone that I cussed the hell out. I cussed him out because I was just like, my guy, big 40 years old, moving like a 21 year old. When are you going to grow the fuck up? Get out of my goddamn sight. Stop texting me. Stop calling me. Stop asking my friends for me. Stop bothering me. Just suck my dick and leave me alone. I was so tired. I was like, do you not see why this behavior is supposed to be beneath you?
Yeah.
How, at the age of 40, have you not yet developed a brain that
functions? There are women that are still allowing the thing to run.
In a big way.
Big way.
I think sometimes
40-year-old.
Some people full at 40. Really are the weakest link. Yeah. Like, it's sort of like
That's okay. Let them they should collect the weakest link. We don't even want like them.
That will not only get me dragged on Nigerian Twitter, I will join USA and UK Twitter.
Please do it when I'm not present.
No, that's what I say. I think I didn't reason my life safe.
When they'll finish insulting you, they'll now insult me. They'll now say. Mm-hmm. And that foolish girl that they brought, she was just there laughing.
Listen. But it's funny now. Like, are you whining me?
Oh my God. No. See, Nigerian married men, a tale to be told.
Nah, Nigerian married men are different. Special. I think it's the effrontery that they have. The effrontery, the temerity, the chest, the ayah. What else do they have?
I feel like there's no man more audacious than a Nigerian man.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Especially a Nigerian married man.
The source of the nerve is within.
Anyway, all I'll say is
it's within the legal system of Nigeria where they distribute the marriage certificates. That's where they're distributing the fucking nerve.
The audacity.
Honestly, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Well, you know the funny thing about it is when you're getting married, you actually say a lot of vows and
we all lie.
The thing about it is the structure, the way marriage is set up, especially in Nigeria, and even the things that I'm guessing with time having passed, the way the registrars even talk to you in court is they say things like, they try to make it's a joke, but they're like, when they say stuff like forsaking all others for only, they'll repeat it over and over. Like, have you heard that kind of thing? Because
it's for good reason.
People do, but then I just think that it's so crazy that some people go as far as I can't imagine. I saw somebody posting her wedding. I just met her when she came for her wedding. Someone saw me talking to her, and the person said, I know who her husband is cheating on her with. And they had
what in the hell?
Yeah. And it just made me feel so somehow because now proceeding to see her wedding and everything, I'm just like,
But you know, I feel like you see these men that cheat chronically. I actually think they're sociopaths. I know that sounds very self-centered.
In Nigeria, it could be boredom.
It's not boredom. They take their time. They work hard. They play football. They watch football. They take time out of their day. Like, it's a part of their life. Mm-hmm. Cheating is not a hobby. It's not a thing that they do in their spare time.
I feel like it's part of their active.
That's just what they are socialized to do.
And I think that's what makes it painful. Like, the active and intentional betrayal multiple times is just kind of what makes it so jarring. Because, am I not here? I just feel like it's very sad. It's kind of made me a bit jaded. But then I was having a conversation with someone that I know that is dating a married man. And she said that when she dates single guys, most of them say they're not ready to do anything serious, blah, 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 blah. And or they say they want something serious, but then it ends up in disappointments. That at least with a married man, she already knows that it's not going anywhere. I told her.
That's a long thing she said there.
I told her, my sister, I know you think you ain't right there, but.
No, but remember when I said
this.
But remember I told you some people don't do things with a goal. That's what I meant. There are people that are just like, I like it here. They don't disturb me.
Wee.
I don't see them all the time. Yeah.
Come on.
After a while, they might change their minds. A couple of years will pass, they'll be like, you know what, this makes no sense anymore. And then they'll fix up. But until then, there's nothing on earth you can say to dissuade a woman who is interested in married men from leaving them alone.
Yeah.
There's nothing
and
you can do.
Yeah, that thing I was saying about that babe saying she'll check Cash App first. It's also another thing because married men generally are not in all regards, but it seems like they have more of a structure because they already have a family unit.
Yes.
So the possibility of them having more money to offer you, and you can also argue that they could be older. So the possibility of them having more stuff to offer you is probably there. Mm. And that's honestly, that's what keeps babes around, because like I can't make a conversation with somebody that the person said that like she doesn't understand why he's trying to tell her about his problems. Like she can't tell his wife.
I mean, boys say it too. Like that's a problem for your main, not your side nigga.
Yeah.
So I kind of get it.
I've never had a side nigga before.
Yeah.
Did he play the role well?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Efficient, effective, useful.
Okay.
Very, enough. Very useful.
Was it just for sex, or were you like? Did
no,
you like
it was just
it?
For sex.
I need to unlock this part of me.
Have a side nigga?
Yeah, I need to be. I'm not capable.
You remember when you were saying I'll cheat back? Yeah, that was my when I find out something else, I'm gonna go make I'm myself screaming. Feel better.
Honestly, like I think that cheating back is fair.
I think it's fair too.
But when you cheat back, and then eventually, are you leaving?
Huh? No, it depends on my mood. It's not about you. It's about me.
It's about me.
Like if I feel like cheating back, I'll cheat back. I'm not doing it.
What if it's the cheating back that will make me stay? If you
me, no, like see, yeah, the thing about cheating is that when you've cheated and I've found out, now there are no more guarantees or better off anything you see, you take it like that. If I decide to hang around,
the pepper be suspicious. You show them. Yeah.
No. Them. I'm not saying that I'm gonna be mean. I'm not saying I'm gonna cheat. I'm saying that it's likely. There's a possibility.
Baby said she didn't say it's like she said it's likely.
Baby said if I'm going somewhere and there's banana peel
and I slide and I fall.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. At the end of
the day is gonna end.
Oh my god, I love it.
My ex almost died because he did rubbish. Then me, I did my own back and told him.
You have to.
He was so stressed. He punched the door.
I'm the type of person that if I cheat, but I have to do.
He's a strong man.
I have to do
the grand reveal.
Yeah,
an important part of the situation.
Maybe you know you can run Ebony Live, play the sex tape or the Ebony Live screen.
No, the grand reveal is very important because that's the whole purpose of the mission.
Yeah, true.
I think what I find so funny and interesting about married men is that they always think that cheating, like they have the how should I describe it? They're the only ones that know how to cheat.
Monopoly on cheating.
They think that when men come up, start telling all these stories about how women are emotional cheaters and men can just.
I beg, just yarn your dust. Baby. Yarn your dust alone. You don't know nothing about the life that I used to live. I'm a changed person now.
Imagine them blowing your wife's back out the way you're blowing that babe's back out.
It can happen.
Do you know that Nigerian women cheat a lot?
Yeah, women don't get caught unless they want to. When they're just tired of.
It's not that unless they want to. They just. As normal human beings get careless sometimes, but Nigerian women, they cheat.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So,
and it's just as terrible, equally as terrible, unless the husband cheated first and now she's getting her lick back.
No, I'm telling you that the women, some of them, it's not a lick back, they are just bad.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. It's equally as terrible as the men that are cheating, unless it's a lick back type of pee.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you're a bad breed, you're a bad breed.
Yeah, I think it's in the wiring of the Nigerian brain to have certain levels of chaitarism possible. And depending on who raised you, you're more than likely to either fall into cheating or run away from it, to flee from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. And I also think that some people grow up seeing people call, like Love is Blind, for example. Clay said he used to see his father cheating all the time.
His father used to carry him to where he was.
Yeah, I'm going to blame my daddy.
You know? And then Brett said that was kind of household he grew up in, but he wanted to be the exact opposite person.
Exactly.
All Nosha. Anyway, if you are fraternizing with a man that you know is married.
And they flog you.
Anything you see,
take it like that. Mm-hmm. If you frolic with married men, when they wipe you outside, don't complain.
Don't fight too.
Take it with your chest.
Do you know what? I feel like the respectful thing to
is
do
is to collect your slaps.
Is just collect the bleeding.
Lie, lie.
Just co- like, it's over faster. They'll gladly wipe you 2-3 times. And is Abby Kalas? No,
there are some people that like it when they feel like they are beating you up. They want to beat you upper, so you have to sometimes fight
beat
back.
You upper. I'm dead.
You have to
I've
fight
actually
back.
Seen an example of that. They beat you upper stuffs. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
fair enough.
They will not be getting more courage because they're not fighting back.
Anyway, if you have any anonymous dating married man story, maybe the wife caught you. She slapped you.
Please, oh no. You see that the wife.
You can't just be anonymous. It's okay.
That's the word I want to hear. Yes. I want to hear the aftermath. Please.
Yes. I want to know if he came back to tell you sorry and if you answered him. So that we know.
Or they
that
typically come back and beg you.
Yeah.
I think they.
Do you know? I remember the one WhatsApp. Someone posted it. I'm so sorry. Yeah. And the caption was dating married men. No easy. And then the babe, it was like a screenshot WhatsApp message. Yeah. And the married man. Now texted his babe, the babe, yeah, that my wife is coming to your workplace to confront you.
I've seen it.
Please, when she slaps you, don't fight back. I love you, baby.
I saw that.
I should collect slap
if his wife gets beat up when he goes and she gets back home, he's finished.
Yeah, because how can your side
you cheated
now
on me
and she beat
with this
me?
Babe and then the babe now yeah, beats
you
me.
You know, being a side chick is actually very hard because I was watching
like
one TikTok about the babe saying about one babe.
I mean, I sleep naked as well. Someone would now come and then
wipe my house. Wipe my naked bumble. please. Oh. I can fight, but that's not the kind of fight I want to be engaging in. Fight.
You know this TikTok trend where they say, I'm the side chick. Of course, I'm the side chick. So, of course, yes. She said, I'm the side chick. Of course, I've done an abortion to save your marriage.
Blood of Jesus.
Oh.
I said, hi.
No. I'm just
I said, women are
up.
Suffering.
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed.
Are suffering, boy.
Anyway, on that note.
Please, so how did we summarize this? Conversation.
We married married men,
stop cheating.
They?
Yeah.
I did not say that on if you do or do. I mean.
Married men, stop cheating.
Married women, stop cheating.
Married women, stop cheating.
Unless it's lick back, then continue your cheating. But if it's not lick back, stop your cheating.
Stop your cheating at once. Who said so? Debbie, T-Gabs,
yeah,
and Valerie said so.
Valerie says so.
Stop cheating on your spouses.
It's not good for you. It's not nice.
It's not cheating.
If you cheat after watching this, you will have gonorrhea.
Oh. No, before they go and give their wives gonorrhea.
At least you'll find out.
That's a very painful
That's really sad. Yeah. I think we need to do a part 2 to this, you know, because we didn't come back.
I feel like if we actually get, will you come back? If we get.
Of course, I'll come back.
Okay, if we get messages, then we'll do a part 2 with Debbie.
Yeah.
But yay. I really had fun on this episode.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you guys
so
for
much.
Having me.
Thank you
so
for coming.
Now I'm going to go and look for a married man to disappoint.
She will be well, okay? You did fine.
So well at all.
Debbie, where can the good people find you?
Mm-hmm. Debbie Romeo on the places where I want to be found.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's Debbie with a double B-I-E. D-E-double-B-I-E. Romeo is spelled as Romeo and Juliet because that's my actual surname.
Do people ask you if that's really your
surname? Oh, yeah, that's the conversation starter.
Where are you
all
from?
All the time. River State. I'm a Calabari woman.
Per.
Oh,
Calabari women are bad bitches.
I'm a full Calabari woman. Like, mommy and daddy are both Calabari.
I love that.
So, yeah, what language? What's your language?
Calabari.
Okay, do you speak it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
She wants to ask you to speak it. That
she wants to understand.
She wants to ask you the podcast in your language.
No.
She said no.
This guy wants to disgrace me so that they'll come at my
sisters will come at. Also, it seems like an apt response to what I just asked you to do.
It's a cat.
It's a cat giving the middle finger.
Oh, that's so cute. Thank you.
All right, guys.
Wait.
Okay.
How many tattoos do you have?
9.
How many do you have now?
24
Bumba Clock.
25 We're
okay.
Twins.
I think I'm gonna make someone drop your leg.
guys be going from here.
Sorry, yo.
Wide laps. Strong head.
Big breath.
Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe and follow us on socials and join the conversation on socials too.
Yeah, we love you guys.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.